Council has unanimously approved a motion calling for a comprehensive review of accessible transportation options across the city. The motion, brought forward by Councillor Brandon Tozzo, directs city staff to examine how existing accessible transit services are working and identify ways to improve and simplify access for residents who rely on them. The city currently subsidizes Kingston Access Bus to provide accessible transportation alongside conventional Kingston Transit services. In 2025, the city also introduced an accessible taxi program through the Kingston and Area Taxi Licensing Commission, designed to enhance service options available to riders. Since then, additional private accessible transportation services have become available. The city is also exploring the implementation of an on-demand transit service in rural areas, which would include an accessible fleet, as early as late 2026. The approved motion calls for staff to complete a board review of all accessible transportation options, including existing subsidies, with the goal of maximizing access for residents and streamlining how people navigate available services. Councillor Tozzo stated the following before council before the vote.
Today, Kingston has multiple accessible transportation options, Kingston Access Bus, Kingston Transit, and the Accessible Taxi Program, which was introduced in 2025. Private accessible providers and soon potentially on-demand transit services in rural areas. Each of these services exists because we as a council care about accessibility. At its core, accessible transportation is the difference between independence and isolation, between being able to participate in community life or being left behind by systems that are simply too hard to navigate. When the ATP program was introduced in 2025, there were hopes that this option would fill another gap. This program has been used, and it's made a real difference for residents who need the more flexible schedule than bus services can provide. I think its uptake demonstrates demand, but it also highlights the need for clearer rules, better integration with other services, better eligibility, and a thoughtful approach to how the city coordinates and manages accessible transportation going forward. There are many options for accessibility, but eligibility rules are often unclear. Booking processes are inconsistent. I think that we've all heard from constituents about that. Coverage and affordability vary depending on which phone number you call. And for some, you're already living with mobility challenges, cognitive barriers, illness, or age-related changes. That complexity can be overwhelming. And services that exist in silos really don't help anyone. Accessibility should reduce barriers, not create new ones. This motion asks us to step back and look at the whole picture, not to point fingers, not to predetermine outcomes, but to ask whether our current approach currently serves the people it was designated for. Are we making it easier for residents to understand their options? Are subsidies being used in ways to maximize real access? Are new services being integrated in a way that simplifies the experience, or are we unintentionally layering confusion on top of confusion? As we plan for future transit innovations, we have an opportunity to build accessibility from the start rather than retrofitting it later. That opportunity only works if we understand what's working, what isn't, and where people are falling through the cracks. Ultimately, this motion is about the city we want to be, a city where accessible transportation is understandable, coordinated, and dignified, a city where independence is supported, not eroded by confusing procedures, a city where inclusion is reflected not just in our values, but in how people experience daily life, and a city that is a leader in accessibility and inclusion where everyone belongs.
City staff are expected to report back to council with preliminary options for expanded accessible transportation services by the fourth quarter of 2026. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.